I was in my own room and sitting by the window, which was open. It soothed me to feel the balmy night air, though I could see no stars and only by a vague luminous haze knew the presence of the moon. I longed for thee, Janet. Oh, how I longed for thee, both with soul and flesh. I asked of God, at once in anguish and humility, if I had not been long enough desolate, afflicted, tormented, and might not soon taste bliss and peace once more. That I merited all I endured, I acknowledged. That I could scarcely endure more, I pleaded, and the alpha and omega of my heart's wishes broke involuntarily from my lips in the words, Jane, Jane, Jane.
Did you speak these words aloud?
I did, Jane. If any listener had heard me, he would have thought me mad. I pronounced them with such frantic energy.
And it was last Monday night, somewhere near midnight?
Yes, but the time is of no consequence. What followed is the strangest point. You will think me superstitious. Some superstition I have in my blood and always had. Nevertheless, this is true. True at least it is that I heard what I now relate. As I exclaimed, Jane, 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 a voice, I cannot tell whence the voice came, but I know whose voice it was, replied,
I am coming. Wait for me.
And a moment after, went whispering on the wind the words,
Where are you?